Welcome to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's podcast for innovative entrepreneurs and executives. And brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP Chartered Accountants. Here is your host, Robert Gold.
Once again, from high atop the Business Cast Podcast Center in Toronto, live and in the morning, we're way off to the west. I can see none other than Big Beaver, Saskatchewan. I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner of Bennett Gold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto, and this podcast is produced in partnership with Profit Magazine and ProfitGuide.com. Today, guys, welcome to show number 400. It's a fantastic effort we've put together for you. We have got the whole Profit Business Cast Podcast team here. I'm Robert Gold. Andrew Brown is with us. Andrew was a producer and co-host for many years. And Peter Linsemann is with us. Peter is our guru champion award-winning editor. Andrew, Peter, welcome both of you to the live Profit Business Cast.
Thank you, Robert. It's great to be back.
Thank you, Robert.
And Peter, actually getting you on air is fun and a challenge because you're award-winning, you're touring. Peter, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got involved in editing with us?
Well, I basically function as an independent record label, Music Mentor Productions, and manage a couple of artists. I do a lot of editing of vocals for many different productions and many artists, and I believe that was the appeal and tie-in to editing the Profit Business Cast. And of course, thank you guys so much for bringing me in this great venture.
Well, you do make us sound good. Andrew, you're a communications consultant. Where do we find information about you?
You can find information about me at a couple of different locations on writeonthemoney.com, and that's W-R-I-T-E, writeonthemoney.com, or, of course, at the book that came from the Business Cast, Business Truth.
So in order to get into this properly, we've been doing this for many, many years. This is show number 400. We're looking forward to hitting show number 500, 600, 700. But Andrew, you and I go back to 2007 and earlier when Apple and Steve Jobs opened up iTunes to podcasting. And next thing we knew, we found ourselves in a Bagel House restaurant recording business interviews.
Yeah, it really has evolved over the years. And I was always drawn in by your passion or tackling different business issues. And when you invited me to say, let's talk about some of the challenges that entrepreneurs across North America are facing, well, you didn't have to ask more than once. But are there other areas or other times through the Business Cast, Robert, that you thought were critical moments in terms of its evolution?
Well, it's evolved a couple of ways over the years. It's an audio format program that I produced on my own. I released as a podcast. We weren't affiliated with any media, etc. However, it didn't take long before we caught the attention of the Financial Post, and we became the Financial Post Executive Podcast, and we sat there for a few years. However, I never felt that we were really getting the reach or talking to the audience that we wanted. So we found that an approach to Profit Magazine found us the home that we needed to be in. Their audience of entrepreneurs, business managers, owners across the country played right in to the audience we were looking for with the business information we were looking to share. So I would say we went from being an independent on iTunes to working with the Financial Post to evolving properly to being the home that we want to be at, and that is with Profit Magazine and Canadian Business, and of course, always on iTunes and through the various podcatchers that are out there.
And you know, I think that was an important evolution to make, because when you take a look at podcasts that are successful across genres, one of the core items that all successful podcasts have are a real focus on their particular market. And as you said, the small, medium business entrepreneurs reside, come to, draw upon all the insights at Profit Guide, and it's a good spot for the Business Cast.
The other evolution that comes to mind is we originally were meeting in a restaurant or in a little studio we set up at home or in a Starbucks in the back area, and we would talk between ourselves. We'd have the topic of the week. We'd go into it in depth. We'd invite comments and feedback, but we really explored the conversation amongst ourselves, the two of us. Slowly but surely, we started introducing many years ago guests to appear at our home studio or the coffee shop studio, and then we evolved to telephone interviews across North America with thought leaders, academics, business leaders, entrepreneurs, and that's really the gist of the show right now. Thought leaders and influencers that we can get on the phone and that we can talk to, and that our entrepreneurs across the country benefit from those conversations, because they, quite frankly, don't get a chance to ask these people what are the three things that they need to share.
As you take a look at the podcast landscape, there are a number of best practices that have emerged. And when we moved away from podcasts that was with two or three people gathering around a microphone, but moved to the telephone interviews and then having them professionally edited by Peter and Music Mentor Productions, the quality of the sounds changed dramatically. And that's one thing that emerges as a best practice for podcasts. Having it sound concise and clear and compelling. And Peter, you've done an amazing job editing. And I'm just curious about some of the challenges that you've had doing that.
Well, I have to throw that back to Robert for actual quality and stepping it up with his technical prowess and equipment to capture this. And as far as editing goes, putting people under a microscope or in front of a microphone, you'd just be very surprised at the difference between a person's regular conversation and a conversation that also has this added pressure of being perfect in the sense of their content and selling what they're selling and their ideals, of course, and speaking eloquently about their story. So the amount of ums and ahs and pauses. And with Robert, I know he wants the business cast incredibly tight, so there's no space for even breathing. But most people tend to breathe, so that is also part of the detailed work that needs to be edited out.
You know, we find, though, Andrew, to your question, again, about evolution and editing, that we do 20, 25-minute interviews, but with the way that Peter edits them, we get them down to 12, 14, 16-minute podcasts. We take out the tangents. We take out the ums and ahs. There's no brand bashing. We don't go off topic. We make it easy for the guest to get their points across. But I got to tell you, to the point of the sound, et cetera, we have a unique sound. Peter puts in the pace. He makes it very quick. People don't breathe. They get all the points out, which sometimes I know that audience members have told me they're listening and they wonder how our people are so brilliant, but that's the editing. But I think the type of sound, different shows go for different sound, big booming sound, big studio sound. We've tended to go for the sound of an AM radio interview, which is really the roots of telephone interviews and radio podcasts. So that AM sound is something that I think we've achieved, and we're not going to change that. It works with our equipment, and it's unique to our sound. And I compliment Peter on keeping that consistent.
And, you know, the research on podcasts suggests that a lot of people are consuming them as they would AM radio on drive to and from work, or let's say at the gym or in those personal private times, that businesses always strive to get some kind of airtime with an audience. That's why a podcast that sounds like the business cast seems like a natural approach.
Now, the other thing about sound is that if you're a podcast, you got to pay attention to the quality of the sound, the quality of your equipment, but also to the clarity of your voice. You got to bring the passion, the animation. You want this to be interesting to the listener. So it sounds now as if we're giving some podcast tips, because out there, there's a lot of business opportunities for businesses to get their messages out to their stakeholders, to their customers, to their clients. In fact, there's law firms now that are catering to other law firms, and they're doing podcasts just for law firms to show off the skill sets they have, and they can take on some additional work that the other law firms don't have. That's a unique niche, but every company can go out there and find a way to get the message out. Podcasting is really easy.
That's probably why podcasting has been growing by leaps and bounds over the last few years. I didn't realize until I was doing some additional research just recently that podcast growth has gone from 9%, 17% over the last 7 years, and that's percent of North America listeners. It's nearly doubled. And in fact, every quarter since 2015, podcast growth, and that is listenership of podcasts, has been growing almost 25%.
The challenge, of course, is do podcasters make money podcasting? In our perspective, we use podcasts just like we use our firm's newsletter to communicate information to our clients, to centers of influence, to prospects. The smarter we make our clients and the people that we're working with by giving them good business information, the smarter client they'll be, the more successful business will be, the better client of our CA firm, and a better community member that business will be contributing into the community. So you always said to me, Andrew, that Bennett Gold seems to be a firm that's in the business of giving information away. This is another venue for us. We do not look to profit from the Profit Business Cast. We look to get the message out, strengthen our reputation, let people know that there's a lot of information available if they want to go look for it. And we're a good source of that information.
And that's certainly a great approach, and it certainly fits with Bennett Gold. When it comes to making money with podcasts, there are half a dozen types of buckets of ways of going about it. And you're taking the very community-building approach, the thought leadership approach, where you let your interviewees demonstrate expertise in a particular domain yourself, and that's probably the most common. And then, of course, there are ways by virtue of lead generation or having an event and using the podcast to push people to that event or building relationships with interviewers or influencers, something else that you and the business cast do particularly well.
Now, you and I have done a number of live shows. We've gone to franchise shows, equity crowdfunding shows. We've spoken to people on the ground. These are other ways that podcasters, business owners can use this venue, this medium, to get the message out, to meet thought leaders, and then share that expertise with the people in their circle. Peter, I want to come to you, though, and ask you about working with an editor. A lot of podcasters, the amateurs, the independents, a lot of business users, they'll just record things and they'll put it out there. But working with an editor brings a lot of advantage to the quality. Can we identify some of the things that you think are the most important about working with an editor?
Looking for an editor with experience, of course, would be best. If you can find somebody that is involved in the business that you are promoting on your podcast. In this situation, fortunately, I'm an entrepreneur running and owning my own company. It works out well, I would say, finding somebody that is fast at this art of editing, because there's a lot of edits, especially running them as tight as we do at the Profit Business Cast. So you can always contact me, and if I can't help, I can find somebody that can for editing.
How do we reach you?
It's musicmentorproductions.com.
musicmentorproductions.com. And I would suggest, if you have questions about the technical aspects of podcasting, equipment, software, etc., give Peter a call, send him an email. He'll be happy to chat with you about that. Andrew, podcasting. A number of years ago when we started this, you wrote an article that was widely published about the future of podcasting. Has it all come to bear? That article 7 or 8 years old now.
You know, I'd have to dig up that article to see what we projected podcast would be. There is no doubt that there are still some challenges for podcasts. If you speak to most podcasters, even the most successful ones, they say that building an audience remains a challenge and monetizing becomes a challenge. And the core of both of those is actually podcasters taking the time, consistently creating great content, and then leveraging that content. We know social media is vast, but the dovetailing between social media and podcasting still seems to be at its infancy. On the other hand, one of the things that we did see or did project podcast would be doing, we said that it was going to grow, that it was going to become part of the norm, the way that businesses get their messages out, because it can be a very compelling tool. And that certainly is coming to bear when you take a look at the growth of podcasts.
Well, certainly there's a lot of people listening now that when we first started this had no idea what we were talking about. And I meet a lot of people now that they just listen to podcasts. They don't even flick the radio on. They don't set the presets on those units. Andrew, Peter, what's really interesting to me is most podcasters that I've talked to don't pay attention to listenership or stats. There's not a good way to get the numbers. The servers all don't have counters. iTunes is only a directory, doesn't have a counter. So you may not ever really find out what your listenership numbers are, but the best podcasters tell me that they don't care. They concentrate on putting out quality and the numbers will be there. And I have to say that I adhere to that as well. We put out great quality. I don't look for the numbers. I don't know what the numbers of listenerships are. I know that a Profit Magazine, a ProfitGuide.com, they write up show notes around each show and they capture succinctly the essence of every interview. And even if somebody's just going through ProfitGuide.com and doesn't listen to the show, they get the nuts and bolts of it right there at ProfitGuide.com for the episode. But the bottom line on this is, if you approach it with passion and focus and you give the listenership what you think they need, what you want to listen to, you'll build an audience.
Excellent. Again, I love your philosophy that we're all in this together and bringing the community together, as Andrew had said before.
Well, what's amazing is that this is show 400. We've recorded and we've got in the can shows 402, 403 coming up over the next month or two. This is phenomenal in that we are the number one entrepreneur podcast, longest running entrepreneur focused podcast in the world. Like, who would think? There's nothing that comes close. 400 shows, entrepreneur-focused interviews that are relevant to any entrepreneur, any business owner, any manager, anywhere in, let's say, English-speaking countries globally.
What's very impressive is the breadth of topics that are covered. You go to a marketing podcast, you get marketing. You go to finance, you get finance. But the Business Cast actually thinks like entrepreneurs.
As we wrap up, favorite podcast. Andrew?
I'm going to call out three, other than the Business Cast, of course. A show called The Gilmore Guys, which talks about, of all things, a television show from a few years ago. Copy Blogger, which has some great marketing and content management advice. And Freakonomics.
Because you asked, Andrew, my favorite podcast, besides ours, I listen regularly twice a week to No Agenda, the noagendashow.com. You want to check that out. It's news analysis and deconstruction. They use news clips from around the world that you're not hearing in mainstream media. They're diving into the issues behind all the global events, whether it's American politics or the Brexit or even Canadian politics. So that's one to check out, noagendashow.com. Rob has a podcast. This is a guy that set up his own network, if you will. It's a reality TV podcast. They take a look at reality TV shows, they discuss it, and they go into great analysis. And right now, he's got a great piece on his site on how to negotiate pretty much anything based on survivor negotiating skills. And another one to throw out there, two more, TII Today in iOS. It's a Mac iOS-focused podcast, while we're seeing. And the Woofcast, W-O-O-F, cast, Woofcast. It's a mini enthusiast podcast. So there's a few of them that I really like. And there's more that I listen to, but that's all that I do is listen to podcasts when I'm not otherwise recording interviews.
Hey, Peter, you're the man behind the controls when it comes to editing. So do you have a favorite Business Cast podcast?
That's an incredible question, and there's just so many great guests. The lessons that I've learned have been amazing and even changing philosophies, hearing so much incredible content. I want to just take an opportunity to thank you guys as well for allowing me not only just to edit this, but also to contribute with some guests like Colonel Chris Hadfield and Brett Wilson, Arlene Dickinson from Dragon's Den, etc. And even when Robert asked me to be a guest and allowed me to bring in an artist that I manage, Kate Todd. She's a popular actress with starring roles from Disney to Family Channel and also a great music artist as well. I will mention that we experienced the 10th anniversary of Youth Day with over 40,000 people at Yonge and Dundas Square, and we had an incredible message from the Prime Minister, Justin Trudeau, for Youth Day because he wasn't able to attend in person. And again, we had a booth there from the SIPO Foundation, and that's a youth-oriented organization that also does very similar things that we've been speaking about, equipping and inspiring and connecting youth. And SIPO's executive director was also a guest. And Kate is also an ambassador for Youth Day. She's an ambassador for SIPO Foundation and now an ambassador for Whirly.com, which is a fun and free karaoke app. We launched our partnership at Youth Day, and Whirly.com is my next suggestion for a guest on the Profit Guy Business Cast. Learning all the entrepreneurial lessons imaginable has helped me to become a better entrepreneur.
End of show number 400. Peter, Andrew, we've been doing this for a long time, since 2007. Andrew, final comments on the future of podcasting.
I know that podcasting is the fastest form of social media right now, and there's no signs of that changing. So I would expect that the podcast is going to become even larger, have a greater audience over the next couple of years. And Robert, just a word of thanks for me, and of course to you, Peter, for keeping it going. I'm looking forward to seeing it evolve again.
Peter, comments from you on the future of podcasting?
I hope there is no end, and this really is your baby, Robert, and grateful for all the great work you're doing and keeping it going.
Well, I appreciate all the effort both you guys put in, all the great effort our friends at Profit put in at ProfitGuide.com. And my final comment is that anybody can be a radio star. You can take a mic, you can take GarageBand, you can take the Mac as it sits or your computer without a mic and a recording program. Figure out a few simple steps and you can get your message out and you too can be a radio star. Peter, Andrew, thank you so much. Andrew Brown, we can find you at RightOnTheMoney.com. And Peter, we find you at Music Mentor Productions. Great show. Until next time, I'm Robert Gold, Managing Partner at Benegold LLP, Chartered Accountants in Toronto. If you want to know what a great CA firm can do for your business, check us out. Check out all our podcasts and our newsletter at benegold.ca. You can find other great episodes of the Profit Business Cast at ProfitGuide.com. See you next time in the morning, everyone. Good night, Peter and Andrew, and good night, Big Beaver, Saskatchewan.
You've been listening to the Profit Business Cast, Canada's business podcast, and brought to you by Bennett Gold LLP Chartered Accountants. From acceleration to succession, strategy to tax planning, there's a lot more through the door at bennettgold.ca.